most welcome. And we would like for you to address us. I've already introduced you very briefly.
Yeah.
Your background in China, your work in CCI, and the ministry you've been doing there. So you have quite a reputation to live up to now, because I boasted quite a lot about you, the things that you know and the things that you have been involved with inside China. So I'll give the word to you now. Let's pray for you. Father, we thank you for Brother Rano. Thank you for the ministry he has been doing faithfully in China for so many years, Lord. And Lord, we ask now as he's coming here to share, Father, that he will just feel the liberty to share whatever you have put on his heart, Lord. And Lord, we ask that he will just feel an anointing to preach freely, Lord, and to share from the depths of his heart. But not only that, Father, to share from your heart. Father, to share the things that you have put on his heart, Lord, for this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters,
ja, bröder och systrar.
It's really a privilege to be with you this morning.
Det är verkligen ett privilegium att vara samman med dig i förmiddag.
And why I say that?
Och grunden till att jag säger det?
Because we are all blessed.
Fordi vi är alla välsigna.
God will bless us all.
Och Gud vill välsigna oss alla.
Because Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are here.
Fordi Jesus Kristus og den hellige ånd til stede her.
We never have to pray that God please come here.
Vi trenger aldrig be Gud kom hit.
We only have to pray that God open our ears to hear your voice.
Vi ber bare at Gud skal åpne våre ører så vi kan høre hans røst.
Because he is here.
Fordi han her.
That's his promise.
Det er hans løfte.
When I arrived to Norway.
Når jeg kom til Norge.
I got vision.
Så fikk jeg en vision.
Your picture here, it remind me about that vision.
Og logoen deres her, den minner meg om den visionen.
Because the cross is up there.
Der korset.
And on that vision, I saw that the Jesus Spirit was flying above Norway.
Og jeg så hvordan Jesu ånd svevde over Norge.
He was going to the every place in Norway.
Og han var over alle steder I Norge.
And under him,
og under ham,
was the dove.
Så jeg en due.
And the message what I understood.
Og det budskapet jeg forstod fra det.
Was that Jesus Christ is looking people who are thirsty for really life.
At Jesus han så til mennesker som tørste etter det virkelige liv.
Who are hungry for God.
Som hungrige etter Gud.
Who are seeking the forgiveness.
Som søker tilgivelse.
Who are seeking for eternal life.
Og som søker det evige liv.
So the cross, Jesus Christ, our Savior, is seeking who is hunger for him.
Så korset, Jesus Kristus, vår frelser, søker de som hungrer etter ham.
And then who receive him as a personal savior.
Og den som tar imot ham som personlig frelser.
Who receive Jesus Christ as the revealer.
Tar imot Jesus Kristus som den som åpenbarer seg.
That we can have a personal contact with the living God.
At vi kan ha personlig kontakt med den levende Gud.
Those who open their life to Jesus.
De som åpner sine hjerter for Jesus.
What Jesus promises.
Det Jesus lover er.
He will give the Holy Spirit.
Han vil gi oss den hellige ånd.
And by the Holy Spirit, he gives us all what we need.
Och ved den hellige ånd så gir han oss allt det vi trenger.
He also put it this way.
Han sa det på følgende måte.
Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
Sök först himlens rike.
And his righteousness.
Och hans rättfärdighet.
And he will provide you everything what you need.
Och så vill han ge dere alla ting med detta som dere trenger.
Did you hear it?
Fikk du med deg?
Everything.
Alla ting.
What is not included everything?
Vad är det som inte är inkluderat I alla ting?
Why you then so much wonder that he doesn't give you?
Och så lurer man på då varför han inte ger liksom.
He has promised to give everything what you need in your everyday life and in your spiritual life.
Han har lovat att ge alla ting som du trenger I ditt vardagsliv och I ditt andliga liv.
Never doubt what he has promised.
Tvil aldrig på det han har lovat.
It's not a promise of me.
Det ikke han som lover det.
It's not Eric's promise.
Heller ikke Erik som lover det.
But it's a God's promise.
Men det Guds løfte.
So seek ye first, because he is everywhere.
Så søk først, fordi han overalt.
He wants to forgive you.
Han ønsker å tilgi deg.
Devil has come to separate us.
Men djävulen han har kommit för oss att adskilja oss.
Devil has only one idea.
Han har bara en idé.
Use whatever possibilities.
Han brukar alla sina möjligheter.
That you don't trust the promises of God.
För att du inte ska ha tillit till Guds löften.
As it was with Adam and Eve.
Akkurat som med Adam och Eva.
Oh, God doesn't mean that. No, no, he can't be saying like that.
Som han sa att nej, han menar ju inte det. Gud säger ju.
There was some other idea. It doesn't matter. You can eat that.
Det var någon andra idé. Det var en annan mening med det. Du kan ju spisa den frukten.
And more they listened, devil.
Och ju mer de lyssnade till djävulen.
More they started to trust him.
Ju mer stolte de på honom.
So today we are turning our face to God.
Så idag snur vi vårt ansikte till Gud.
We don't want to listen what this world is speaking about.
Vi tar inte emot vad denna världen snackar om.
What the devil is saying. We want to look what God's promises are.
Nej, vi vill se till vad Guds löfter är.
We can hang on him.
Vi kan hålla fast vid ham.
And he is everlasting God.
Och han är evigvarande Gud.
He can do everything what he likes.
Han kan göra allt det han vill.
He will fulfill his plan.
Han vill uppfylla sin plan.
And his plan is to save us.
Och hans plan är att frälsa oss.
And bring us to heaven.
Och bringa oss till
himlen. For eternal life.
Evigt liv.
So never doubt that he is not with us.
Så tvivla aldrig på att han är med oss.
His grace is always with us.
Hans nåd är alltid med oss.
Whatever you have done.
Vad än du har gjort.
Sisters and brothers,
systrar och bröder,
whatever you have done,
vad än du har gjort,
whatever you are,
vad än du är,
he loves you,
så älskar han dig,
and his grace is enough for you.
Och hans nåd är nog för dig.
Never doubt about that.
Aldrig tvil på det.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have amazing loving God.
Vi har en fantastisk kärlek Gud.
He has given a message to me.
Han har gett mig ett budskap.
And I want to give that message what he has given to me. I want to share it with you.
Och jag ska dela det han har gett till mig till dere.
And may Holy Spirit make it life to you.
Och må den helige ande gör det levande för dig.
Because it's in the end it doesn't matter what I say.
För till syvende och sist så betyder det ju ingenting vad jag säger.
What is really matters that you hear your father's voice.
För det som betyder någonting är att du hör faderns röst.
But I believe otherwise I wouldn't be here that he can also speak through the message what he has given to me.
Men jag tror också att eller så hade jag inte varit här att Gud kan bruka mig och tala genom mig det budskapet som han har lagt i mitt hjärta.
And that message is Matthew 16 and 3.
Matteus 16:3.
Matteus 16:3, please.
Matteus 16:3. Og om morgenen, det blir dårlig vær i dag, for himlen er rød og truende hyklere. Dere vet hvordan dere skal tyde himmelens utseende, men tidens tegn kan dere ikke tyde.
So, now I want to remind you to think.
Nå ønsker jeg å prøve å minne deg på å tenke.
Whom Jesus was talking with on that time.
Vem var det Jesus sa detta till?
They were the religious leaders of that time.
Det var de religiösa ledarna på den tiden.
They know very well about the word of God.
Och de hade god kännskap till Guds ord.
They have different kind of wisdom.
De hade olika typer av visdom.
And here I see that Jesus really says that, hey guys, you are really wise guys.
Och Jesus säger till dig, dere karer, dere är smarta typer.
You have learned a lot.
Dere har lärt massa.
You know many of these world things.
Dere känner till massa av de världsliga tingena.
But you don't have a clue about the time of God.
Men dere har ingen peiling på Guds timing.
You don't know anything about the spirit.
Dere kjenner ikke til noe av det som har med ånden å gjøre.
Is it a pity?
Ikke det trist?
They were the church leaders.
Det her var menighetslederne.
They thought that they loved God.
De trodde de elsket Gud.
And they didn't have a clue about God.
Men så hadde de ikke peiling på Gud i det hele tatt.
How we can understand what is the time as we are living? What is the God's timing? What is the God's life?
Hvordan kan vi forstå dette med Guds timing? Hva Guds liv og Guds intensjon?
Revelation 2 and 11, there is an answer.
I Åpenbaringen 2, 11, så finner man et svar.
You remember in the beginning of Revelation, there are those seven churches which received the letter from God.
Du husker at I begynnelsen av Åpenbaringsboken så det disse syv menighetene som tar imot en åpenbaring fra Gud.
All of those churches, they have their own problems.
Hver og en menighet har sine egne problemer som de sliter med.
So every letter was so different.
Og alle brevene derfor helt forskjellige.
God knows all of us.
Gud kjenner jo oss alle
sammen. He knows all our problems, our struggles.
Alle våre problemer, alle våre kamper.
So you don't have to be afraid.
Så man trenger ikke å være redd.
You don't have to hide anything.
Man trenger ikke å skjule noe.
He knows you anyway.
Han kjenner alt hos deg uansett.
He knows you better than you do.
Han kjenner deg jo bedre enn du gjør selv.
So help him to help you to understand what you are.
Så hjelp han til å hjelpe deg til å forstå hvem du
And what is not so good in you and what is not good in you.
Både det som det dårlige og det ikke fullt så gode, eller det som dårlige og det gode I deg.
Because what is good in you.
For det som bra I deg.
That's what God wants to use.
Det ønsker Gud fortsatt å bruke.
And what is not so good?
Og det som ikke fullt så bra.
He forgives.
Så til det
So you don't have to focus what is bad in me.
Så derfor det ikke noe vits å fokusere på det som
You can put that under the cross.
Det kan bare legges under korset.
And look what is good in you.
Og så kan du se på det som godt.
And give that to the God.
Og gi det til Gud.
And when he uses and he pleases it, all your life has a lot of fruit.
Når han bruker deg og når du har glede I det så bruker du har du masse frukt.
So if you look those letters, that was the message.
Du läser dessa syv breven så har det själva budskapet.
You have these good things.
Dere har dette som gott hos dere.
And you have these bad things.
Och så det här som manglende.
Repent, leave that bad thing.
Omvänd dere och förlåt.
And serve me with your full heart.
Och så tjän mig med ett fullt hjärta.
That was the message for every church.
Det var budskapet alla menigheterna.
According that individual needs.
I henhold till de individuella behoven.
But then in the end of every letter.
Men så mot slutet av vart enda brev.
There was some similarity.
Så finns det en del likheter.
Actually exactly same message.
Faktum att det är helt identiskt det budskapet till slutet.
And we read it for instance from the as I said verse 2 and chapter 2 and verse 11.
Vi kan ta det från 2:11. Den som har öra han hör vad anden säger till menigheterna, den som segrar ska slett inte bli rammet av den annan död.
Whoever has ears let them hear. What the Spirit says to the church.
Den som har öra, han hör vad anden säger till menigheterna.
What Spirit says.
Vad anden säger.
So God wants to speak to us.
Det betyder Gud vill tala till oss.
What is the Christianity all about?
Vad drejer kristenlivet sig om?
What is it?
Vad är det är fokus på?
Is it doctrines?
Är det doktriner?
Is it nice feelings?
Är det goda känslor?
What is it?
Vad är poängen? Vad är fokuset?
What is Christianity for you? Think a while.
Vad är fokuset för det kristna livet? Prova att tänka igenom det.
What is the Christianity really is?
Vad är det kristendomen egentligen drejer sig om?
It's a personal relationship with living God.
Det är en personlig relation med en levande Gud.
That's what the thief took out.
Det är det tjuven försökte ta ut.
And that what Jesus came to bring us back.
Och det är det Jesus har kommit för att bringa oss till bringa tillbaka till oss.
That we can choose.
Att vi har ett valg.
Do you want to have personal relationship
vill du ha personlig relation
with living god
med en levande gud
or do you don't want
eller vill du inte det
that's a whole message in the bible
det är hela bibelns budskap
that's why we are preaching gospel and we should preach gospel
det är därför vi förkynner evangeliet och vi skulle predika evangeliet
I was 17 years old before nobody in finland came, and we call Finland, especially on that time, Christian country. 90% of the population belongs to the church. Mm. And I was 17 before I heard about this.
Ja, ja, altså ble, var 17 år da jeg fant troen I Finland altså. Og Finland var jo på den tiden 90% kristen, men det tok 17 år før jeg første gang fikk høre om budskapet og evangeliet.
How I can have a personal relationship if nobody tells me that it is possible?
Hvordan kan jeg ha en personlig relasjon til Gud hvis ingen forteller meg at det mulig å ha det?
Jesus came, the whole reason was that you can have a personal relationship with your heavenly father.
Jesus kom og hele poenget var at du skulle ha en personlig relasjon med den himmelske far.
And that relationship opens you to hear Father's voice.
Och den relationen öppnar dig så att du kan höra faderns stämma.
Listen what the Spirit says.
Hör vad anden säger.
Those that reminds me about a time of Jesus.
Det minner mig om Jesu tid.
And the time today.
Men också vår tid idag.
And there are many similarities.
Det finns många paralleller där.
Which helps us to understand the situation where we are living.
Som hjälper oss att förstå var vi är inne.
There was these people as Jesus was talking. They were very wise, intelligent people, but they didn't know anything about God's timing. They didn't hear the father's voice.
Det fantes altså disse vise, intelligente menneskene her sammen som ikke hadde anelse om Guds plan og som ikke hørte Guds røst.
And then I think when Jesus was walking in this world.
Og når Jesus vandret her på jorda.
He was a wonderful speaker.
Så var han en særdeles dyktig taler.
I mean when the Bible tells us that when he was teaching there was something new there.
Når han underviste så var det noe nytt der.
When people were listening, oh, it was just absolutely wonderful and touching teaching.
När folk lyssnade så var det något vidunderligt, något som var berörande.
People came excited what he was saying.
Och folk blev begeistrade över det han sa.
And then there was those who were excited what they saw.
Och så var det ju alla de som var begeistrade över det de såg.
Oh, miracles.
Mirakler.
People healed and
folk blev helbreda.
Different kind of fantastic things what they saw what they have never seen before.
Många fantastiska ting som de aldrig hade sett för.
Oh, they were so excited.
Och många var så begeistrade för det här.
And they followed Jesus.
Och så följde Jesus på grund av det.
But then he said that what it means really to follow me.
Men så sa han att det vad det verkligen betyder att följa Jesus.
It's just not that you are listening wonderful preaching.
Det var alltså inte bara att höra på flott undervisning.
I have met so many. I have been pastoring in the West 15 years in various churches.
Jag har varit pastor I västern I olika menigheter I tillsammans 15 år.
And sometimes even when I have been preaching, but especially when the guest has been preaching.
Och av och till när jag har prekt eller när en gästetalare har varit och talat.
After the meeting, oh, it was such a wonderful preaching.
Efter mötet så säger vi, åh, så fantastiskt.
Oh, what a service we had this Sunday morning.
Gudstjänst vi hade den om förmiddagen.
What was the message?
Vad var budskapet?
What he was talking about.
Vad var han prekt om då?
I can't remember, but it was wonderful meeting.
Ja, det husker jeg ikke, men det var vidunderlig I hvert fall.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Skjønner du hva jeg mener?
That's not following Jesus.
Det jo ikke det som å følge Jesus.
Jesus was teaching what really means following him.
Jesus underviste det som det virkelig betyr å følge ham.
It means that you hear Father's voice.
Du hører Faderens røst.
You humble yourself.
Du ydmyker deg selv.
You die for your flesh needs.
Du dör för dina kötsliga behov.
We also said, where is your treasure, there is your heart.
Bibeln säger att var din skatt är, där är ditt hjärta.
So many people today, their treasure is in this world.
Så många idag har skatten sin I denna världen och det den kan tillby.
They may come on Sunday. If it feels that way, they come to the meeting, to the church.
De kommer på søndag. Hvis de føler for det, så kan de komme på et møte på søndagen.
But the treasure in this world.
Men skatten deres I denne verden.
The whole thinking is in this world's different treasures.
Tenkningen hele tiden på denne verdens skatter.
The whole life is in this world.
Hele livet på en måte investert I denne verden.
And that was in Jesus' time.
Slik var det også på Jesu tid.
Jesus started to tell, where is the really life?
Jesus begynte også å dele dette her. Hvor det virkelige livet?
Your life will not give fruits if you don't die.
For ditt liv vil aldri bringe ordentlig frukt hvis ikke du dør bort fra deg selv.
If you are walking according flesh,
hvis du vandrer I henhold til kjødet,
you can't receive God's blessing.
Så kan du ikke ta imot Guds velsignelse.
And when you don't receive God's blessing, you can't pass it to other people.
Og når du ikke har tatt imot Guds velsignelse, har du ingenting å gi til andre heller.
The real Christian life is that we receive life from God.
Det virkelige kristne livet det å ta imot liv fra Gud.
And we pass it to others.
Og det å gi det videre til andre.
And that means that we die for ourselves.
Det betyr at vi dør bort
because
vårt eget.
He is our treasure.
Fordi det han som skatten.
He is our life.
Han skatten og livet.
And when Jesus was talking about that, you eat my body and you drink my blood.
Og når Jesus snakket om det, så sa han at dere spiser min kropp og dere drikker mitt blod.
You live like I have been living in this world.
Det betyr at man lever på den måten som han har levd I denne verden.
Every morning asking Father, what is your will?
Hver morgen så spør man far, hva din vilje?
So that you can say in the evening, as Jesus said, all what I have done, all what I have said, is what Father wanted me to do and say.
Slik at man kan si når kvelden kommer, at alt det jeg har gjort I dag, det det Faderen ønsket at jeg skulle gjøre og si.
Think about that.
Tenk på det.
You can be the channel from living God.
Du kan altså være en kanal fra den levende Gud.
What can be the bigger grace?
Hva en større nåde enn det da?
To be a fellowship with God.
To ha fellesskapet med Gud.
To receive life from him.
Ta imot liv fra ham.
And pass it to others.
Og lov, få lov til å gi det videre til andre.
What can be greater?
Hva finnes det som større?
I don't see anything what is greater than that.
Jeg ser ikke for meg noe som større enn som så.
And that's what we are called for.
Og det det vi kalt til.
That's what the cross is telling us.
Det det korset forteller oss.
Relationship with living God.
Relasjoner med den levende Gud.
And Holy Spirit tells us.
Og Helligånd sier oss.
That we can pass that life to others.
At vi kan gi dette livet videre til andre.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I'm so happy. I'm so touched. That's my life.
Det livet mitt.
I want to have more of that. I want to have more of that.
Mer av det livet.
Because otherwise, I don't see this life has any reason to be.
Ellers utover det så ser jeg ikke at det livet her har noen mening.
When I found Jesus Christ as my personal savior, that changed everything.
Når jeg fant Jesus som min personlige frelse, så forandret det alt.
And it started to control my life.
Og det begynte å kontrollere mitt liv.
Of course I have this flesh.
Selvfølgelig så har man dette kjødet alltid.
But it really encouraged me that Paul has had the flesh as well.
Men det oppmuntrer meg å vite at Paulus også hadde denne kampen med kjødet.
So he said that flesh is every day against God's will.
Han sier at kjødet hver eneste dag så kjemper det mot Guds vilje.
I can see that battle.
Den kampen kjenner meg igjen I.
Sometimes I think that I'm the only one who has this battle.
Av og til tenker jeg at jeg den eneste som har denne kampen.
But when I have read these Paul's letters.
Men når jeg leser Paulus sine brev.
Oh, it really encouraged me.
Oh, det oppmuntrer meg så masse.
Paul had same problems as I do.
Paulus hadde akkurat de samme problemer som jeg.
But by the Spirit's power he was able, by God's grace and power, he was able to overcome his flesh.
Men ved Guds ånd så var det han til å overvinne, og ved Guds kraft overvinne denne kampen mot kjødet.
And if the man Paul who said that I'm a sinless man in the world, if he was able to do it by the Spirit of God, Rauno will be able as well.
Om Paulus som benemte seg selv som verdens største synder kunne overvinne dette her, så kan Rauno også overvinne det.
Amen.
Amen.
And you as well.
Du,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all have to praise God because he's so great.
Vi kan prise Gud for det han så stor.
But when Jesus was talking about that, most of the people left.
Men når Jesus begynte å snakke om denne type tale, så forsvant folket.
And that's really pity.
Og det jo trist.
And it's same today.
Og det på samme måte I dag.
And I have been looking people leaving or I don't know what they are doing.
Och jag ser folk som försvinner ut av menigheten och jag vet inte helt vad de finner på.
In Western church you often wonder where is the brothers and sisters treasure?
I västliga menigheter så börjar jag verkligen att lura på var är bröderna och systrarna sin skatt än?
But that was the same in Jesus' time.
Men det var alltså på samma måte I Jesu sin tid.
And he was the best messenger.
Och han var den bästa predikanten.
And still.
Och allikevel.
People left him.
Så förlot människor han.
So it wasn't that he was preaching not well.
Så det var inte det att han inte prekte bra.
It wasn't that he was not doing God's will.
Och det var heller inte det att han inte gjorde Guds vilja.
But God always let us to have a personal choice.
Men Gud ger oss alltid ett personligt valg.
We can make choice, choose God or this world.
Vi kan välja Gud eller denna världen.
Choose God or our own flesh.
Välja Gud eller vårt eget kött.
That's a decision we do, brothers and sisters, 24 hours every day.
Och det valget, det har vi 24 timmar I dagarna.
And then I come to this situation where everybody except those 12 left Jesus.
Och så kommer vi till den situation där som där alla undantagen de 12 förlater Jesus.
And when I have been thinking that as a pastor of the congregation.
Men tänker på det här och står som pastor och leder för en menighet.
I have been in the situation that everybody leaves my congregation.
Jag har varit I situationer där alla förlater menigheten.
And there are just 12 left.
Och så sitter det 12 igen.
Oh, dear sister.
Nej, oh nej, kära syster.
You see, they all left. You can't left. Stay with me.
Nu har de gått alla.
Brother, you have young life. I need you. Please, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
Vær så snill, ikke gå. Ikke forlat meg.
But Jesus was not like that.
Men sånn gjorde ikke Jesus.
No.
Nej.
Yes, do you want to leave me as well?
Han säger hellre, är det klart? Vill det gå där då?
There is open door there.
Dörr är öppen.
Okay, it's closed now, but when you close so it opens and you can go out. So, do you want to leave as well?
Öppnar sig så fort du går så. Vill du gå nu?
Yeah, that's because Jesus knows that you have to make a personal decision.
För det Jesus visste att man måste ta en personlig bestämmelse.
Jesus never comes and push us anywhere.
Du vet att han kommer aldrig och dytter dig något sted.
He always asks, "Do you want to receive?"
Han spør alltid, "Vil du ta imot?"
Wherever he met people, he always said, "What is your will?
Hva din vilje?
Do you want to receive?
Vil du ta imot?"
It's your choice, as I said, 24 hours every day.
Det ditt valg hele tiden, 24 timer I døgnet.
And then the key answer.
Og så nøkkelsvaret.
I mean that in my life following Jesus.
I mitt liv og I det å følge Jesus.
As he promises what it will be.
Akkurat som han lover att det vill vara.
I have sometimes come to the situation where I'm so tired, disappointed that I feel that now I don't have any strength left.
Så jag kommer till situationer där jag är så trött och så sliten att jag känner jag har ingen krafter igen.
I feel that all my strength is gone.
Jag känner bara att all styrka är borta.
And all this work what I have done is just vanished.
Och följer nästan att allt arbete jag har gjort det är bara helt plötsligt.
There is nothing left.
Det är ingenting tillbaka.
And then when I look around I feel a little bit like Elisha.
Ja, och så följer jag mig åt när jag ser mig där runt som Elias eller Elisa.
Am I the only one who is left?
Är jag den enda som är igen?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Skjønner du vad jag menar?
All others are going to the nice boats and nice cars and summer cottage and traveling to Thailand and traveling whatsoever. Some are even so holy they travel to Israel.
Alla är på båten eller på hytta eller på fjäll eller på en eller annan plats. Någon är I Thailand och någon är så helig att de reser till och med till Israel.
I'm alone here.
Här är jag alene.
Nobody else is seeking God anymore.
Ingen som söker Gud längre.
Do you know what I'm talking?
Skjønner du vad jag menar?
And then I remember this.
Och så huskar jag på.
Discussion between Jesus and the disciples.
Den samtalen mellan Jesus och disciplerna.
Jesus asked, "Do you want to leave me as well?"
Det Jesus då säger till dig, vill du också förlåta mig?
And Peter answered for all of them.
Peter han svarade på vägnar de alla.
Where should we go?
Var ska vi gå?
You have a living word.
För du har det levande Guds ord.
Often when I have been so tired, I'm ready to leave God.
Ofte når jeg så trøtt og sliten at jeg klar nesten til å forlate Gud.
But if I leave God.
Men om jeg forlater Gud.
Where should I go?
Hvor skulle man gå?
Because he only has a life.
For det bare han som har livet.
My whole flesh hates it.
Mitt kjød hater den biten.
But I mean, I have been in this world.
Men jeg har vært I verden.
I know what this world gives you.
Jeg vet hva verden har å tilby.
Where should I go?
Hvor skal man gå?
Because the really life is only with Jesus.
For det virkelige livet bare hos Jesus.
So, it's very interesting to travel with Jesus.
Det interessant å reise med Jesus.
You never know what the coming days brings you.
Man vet aldri hva den dagen vil bringe.
When we hear what the voice of God is saying.
Når vi hører hva Guds røst sier.
Then we don't follow the people's ideas. We don't follow our own ideas. We don't follow the circumstances. We follow what he tells us.
Da følger vi ikke menneskers ideer eller våre egne ideer eller omstendigheten. Vi gjør det han sier vi skal gjøre.
And if we look the church history.
Og når vi ser på kirkehistorien.
We see that there always has been those people who have heard the voice of God.
Så det alltid vært denne gruppen som har hørt Guds røst.
So today I want to encourage you to listen what God is saying to the church, what God is saying to you.
Så jeg oppmuntrer deg idag til å høre hva ånden sier til menigheten, hva Gud sier til deg.
And I don't know about you. I think you know Adrian's. Your faith is much stronger than mine.
Jeg kjenner jo ikke dere her sånn, men jeg tenker at dere nordmenn, deres tro mye sterkere enn det min noen gang har vært.
But I sometimes have problems.
Jeg har et problem av og til.
Jesaja 55 and 11.
Jesajas 55, 11.
There is Isaiah saying something according this.
Der sier Jesaja noe som følgende. Slik skal mitt ord være, det som går ut fra min munn. Det vender ikke tomt tilbake til meg, men utfører det jeg har velbehag I, og det skal lykkes I det jeg sendte det til.
There he reminds us that the God's word will accomplish what he desires.
Der minner Gud oss på at hans ord vil utføre det det skal gjøre.
As I mentioned already, I sometimes don't have that faith.
Som jeg allerede nevnte, jeg har ikke alltid den store troen.
Do you have always that faith?
Det sånn I ditt liv at du kjenner at du har så stor
tro? Do you sometimes feel that God is dead?
Eller føler du av og til at Gud død?
Do you?
Gjør du?
No. So and so. Oh, for me it's not so and so. I sometimes really feel that he is dead.
For meg det ikke bare sånn så så meg. Jeg føler det.
Or if he is not dead.
Om han ikke død.
Then he's sleeping.
Så sover han.
Because he doesn't hear me.
For han hører meg ikke.
Or if he hears me.
Og hvis han hører meg.
Why on the earth you don't answer?
Hvorfor I all verden gidder du ikke svare?
Are you dead?
Du helt død?
I mean, I have sometimes this feeling.
Jeg har den følelsen rett som det ja.
So it's very important to understand that this what Isaiah said, it's actually is truth.
Og derfor det viktig å huske at det Isaiah sier her sånn, det faktisk sant.
China, Eric has told you that I have been walking with Chinese brothers and sisters in mainland China about over 20 years.
I Kina och Erik har fortalt hur jag har vandrat med bröder och syster I på huvudlandet alltså fastlandskina I 20 år.
I don't know how much God's blessing I have been able to pass to them.
Jag vet inte hur mycket Guds välsignelse jag har klart att ge dem.
But they have given me a lot.
Men de har gett massa till mig sen.
Through them I have learned a lot about my God.
Genom dem så har jag lärt så mycket om min Gud.
To see what how God has been working there.
För att se hur Gud arbetar där.
Certain his principles.
Principer som Gud följer.
And some of those I'm just want to share with you today.
Och jag vill ge dig någon av de principerna idag.
And the first thing is what I have now said so long already is to hear what God is speaking to me.
Först är det vi allerede har varit igenom nå ganska länge här så viktigheten av det att höra det Gud säger till oss.
What is God's will today?
Vad är Guds vilja för denna dagen?
And we have to trust, as Jesaja here writes, that God will finish, accomplish the work what he desires.
Och att vi har den tilltro till Gud, som det Gud säger om sig själv här, att han utförer det han har välbehag i, och han lyckas i det han sände det till.
Just don't look the fruit.
Men du är viktig, du inte ser på frukten.
Leave the fruit to God to take care of.
Överlåt frukten till Gud, det är hans ansvar att ge frukten.
Your work is preach the gospel.
Ditt jobb är att förkynna evangeliet.
As Jesus did.
Som Jesus gjorde.
And there was very little fruit of Jesus on the time as he was here.
Det var väldigt lite frukt egentligen från Jesus sitt liv och tjänste i den tiden han var här.
The fruit is in Father's hand.
Frukten är i Faderns, i Guds händer.
We are called to bring the gospel, the news.
Vi är kallade till att bringa evangeliet, bringa nyheten.
And then what happens in the souls, it depends of their personal decision.
Och det som sker i människosjälen är helt avhängigt av deras personliga val.
You can only tell.
Du kan bara dela.
And if the people receive it,
om de tar emot det,
then they open their heart and God can start to do something.
Så kan de öppna sina hjärtan och då kan Gud börja göra något.
But if they don't listen,
men om inte de lytter,
it's not your responsibility.
Så är det ditt ansvar.
So don't take that responsibility, the burden which doesn't belong to you.
Så inte bär den byrden som inte tillhör dig en gång.
There was a time I was very much afraid about my children.
Det var en stund jag var väldigt ängslig för barnen mina.
They had lot of problems.
De hade massa problem.
Because their father is like he is.
Och det får du att faren är sån som han är.
So I was praying and repenting and praying and repenting and every day I was tired. Oh boy, I'm tired about this pressure. And I'm a now good father. I really pray for my children.
Och jag bad om vänta mig, bad om vänta mig. Jag klandrar mig själv för att vara. Jag var inte någon god far. Och jag sa, Gud hjälp mig nå till att bli en bättre far.
Do you know what I'm talking about? 24 hours pressure.
Det är pressa 24 timmar i dagen.
You don't have strength to do anything else.
Du har inte kraft till att bära något mer än det.
Your whole head is full of these worries.
Huvudet är fullt av bekymringar bara.
And then one day.
Och så en dag.
I understood that this worry is not from God.
Så skönt jag att denna bekymringen jag bar på hade inte varit från Gud.
God can give us certain worries.
Gud kan ge oss.
And His Spirit comes and we have to pray for something.
Och där hans ånd kommer över oss där vi måste be någonting igenom.
And then it comes and it goes after we have done our part.
Men det kommer och så försvinner när vi har gjort vår del.
But this worry of mine was from my flesh.
Men denna bekymringen jag hade, den hade sitt upphav i mitt kött.
And I understood that this is not from God.
Och så skönt jag plötsligt, detta här är ju från Gud.
Because in the end, what I can do?
För ju till syvende och sist, vad kan jag förändra? Vad kan jag göra med det här?
What I can do as a father, it's everything is too late now.
Vad kan jag göra som far? Alltså det var ju allt för sent då.
But there is something what I can do.
Men något kunde jag göra.
Leave them to God's hand.
Överlåt dem i Guds händer.
And then I said, God, this all is because my faith is not enough.
Gud, det här är allt för att min tro inte är nog.
I haven't trusted that you take care of my children.
Jag har haft tillit till att du tar hand om mina barn.
And then I said, but unfaith is sin.
Men vantro är synd.
If you have a sin,
hvis du har synd,
what you have to Eric do?
Så må du vad då Eric göra? Confess your sin.
Yeah, repent.
Yeah. Omvända sig.
Is it very simple?
Ikke sant, det väldigt enkelt.
Yes, I said God, I want to repent.
Så jag sa Gud, jag vill omvända mig.
But this is not so easy.
Men det är ju inte så enkelt kanske.
I want to repent.
Jag vill omvända mig.
Yes.
Ja.
But I'm not able.
Men jag får det inte till.
I said, God,
så sa Gud,
you have sent the Holy Spirit.
Du har sent en helig ande.
If you don't release me from this burden, I can't do it.
Hvis ikke du løser meg fra denne byrden, så får jeg det ikke til.
But I want to leave my kids to you.
Men jeg overlater mine barn til deg, det vil jeg gjøre det.
And I want to be released from this pressure what is not from you.
Og jeg ønsker å bli løst ifra dette presset som ikke er fra deg.
And we have wonderful God.
Jag har en vidunderlig Gud.
He works even when we are sleeping.
Vet du, han arbetar till och med när vi
sover. We think that I have to do.
Vi tänker att jag måste göra.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Nej, det är inte så det fungerar.
So I went to sleep.
Så jag gick och la mig.
And in the morning when I woke up.
Nästa morgon jag vaknade upp.
I was free.
Var jag fri?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how the God works.
Det är så Gud arbetar.
So the worry is not anymore there.
Så bekymringen var inte där.
So we can dancing.
Så då kan vi dansa.
Sorry, it's not as simple as that.
Men det var inte så enkelt.
It's always behind the corner.
För det att den kommer alltid runt hörnet.
The worry is always try to come and take over.
Bekymringen gör allt den kan för att försöka komma tillbaka och ta.
So what I do?
Så vad gör jag då?
I go back to my God.
Jag går tillbaka till min Gud.
And I say God.
Jag säger Gud.
I have left that my children in your hand.
Jag har överlåtit barna i dina händer.
And I continue that way.
Och det fortsätter jag med.
They are in your hand.
De är i dina händer.
And that's it.
Och det är det.
And the freedom is there.
Och så är friheten där.
But what I'm trying to say is that the flesh is all the time against.
Men köttet vill alltid kämpa emot.
And we need the Holy Spirit continuing help to be controlled by the Spirit, not controlled by our flesh.
Och vi trenger andens hjälp att vara i kontroll, inte köttet i kontroll.
And do that, we need to trust the word of God.
Och för att klara det så trenger vi ha tillit till Guds ord.
The word of God is not just doctrine.
För att Guds ord är inte bara doktriner och lärosättningar.
But it's life.
Men det är liv.
That changes when I was 12, somebody came in New Testament.
Det förändrades när jag var 12 fick ett nytt testamente.
I read it.
Jag läste det.
It didn't give me anything.
Men det gav mig ingenting.
But after I was born again,
men när jag blev född på nytt,
and I started to read Bible,
och jag började läsa Bibeln,
Holy Spirit makes it life. So, it came the Father's voice in my heart.
Så gjorde den helige ande levande, det blev Faderns.
That's a living world.
Det var det levande ordet.
It's not just the letters.
Det var inte bara bokstäver längre.
It's life.
Det var levande.
And when that comes in faith in your heart,
och när det kommer som tro in i ditt hjärta,
then there is a fruit.
Så är det frukt av det.
And then you understand the timing of God.
Och då skönar man sig mer på Guds timing.
So the first thing what I learned in China.
Så det första jag lärde i Kina
was that I'm thankful the various generation in Norway.
Är att det är olika generationer i Norge.
100 years ago, your brothers and sisters or some of them saw the timing of God.
Ja, för 150 till 100 år sedan så var det någon av deras norrmän som på något sätt grep tag i Guds tids Guds timing.
They heard the voice of God.
De hörte Guds röst.
Young people here in Norway.
Det var unga människor på den tiden där.
They followed God's will.
Som följde Guds vilja.
Whatever it cost.
Oavsett vad det kostade.
I don't care.
Så sa de,
as long as I'm able to do God's will.
De sa, bara jag kan få göra Guds vilja så betyder det inte.
The congregation was praying for them.
Menigheten bad för dem.
And they sent those young people to China.
Och så sände man dessa unga människor till Kina.
They were preaching the gospel there.
Där präktade de evangelia.
They were not welcomed.
Men de blev inte tagit emot.
But they trusted God.
Men de hade tillit till Gud.
They didn't care all the suffering what they were facing.
Och de lät sig inte hindra av all lidelse som de mötte.
Many of them died in China.
Många av dessa unga norska döde i Kina.
Many wives and husbands died there. Many children died there.
Många äktefäller döde där, många barn av deras döde där.
Lot of crying, lot of confusion.
Det var mycket gråt, mycket förvirring.
But they followed Jesus.
Men de följde Jesus.
They brought the word of God to Chinese soil.
Och de brakte Guds ord till kinesisk jord.
Without any result, almost any result.
Nästan utan att se några resultat.
They never saw the result of their life.
De såg aldrig resultatet av sitt arbete.
On 1970 in Finland, our biggest magazine said, "God in China, dead."
Och i 1917 så skrev den största magasinbladet i Finland, "Gud är död i Kina."
And it looks that way.
Och det så faktiskt sån ut på den tiden.
But never believe what the magazines say.
Men du må aldrig ha tilltro det avisene säger eller journalisterna skriver.
Don't believe what the social media say.
Och må aldrig tro det sociala media förmedlar.
Believe what the God says.
Tro på det Gud säger.
Because God was not dead.
Fordi Gud var jo på ingen måte
But
død.
Do you think that what it feels for those missionaries who were still in living or their children who know the parents gave everything for China and now they say that God is dead and it looks that way.
Men hvordan tror du de følte disse første misjonærene eller barna til disse misjonærene som visste at foreldrene
hadde
alt her inne og så nå står de avisene Gud død og det ser sagt ut.
What do you think that they felt like?
Hva tror du de følte?
Have you never felt that way?
Har du følt sånn noen gang?
Yeah, that's a very human.
Ja, det menneskelig det.
But today I have come to tell you.
Men I dag vil jeg si deg.
Whatever it looks like.
Uansett hvordan ting ser ut.
God is working.
Så arbeider Gud.
We can see in church history and also in the Bible, God has different timing.
Vi ser det I kirkehistorien, vi ser det I Bibelen, at Gud har forskjellige timinger, tidspunkter.
For mankind,
for menneskeheten,
for different nations,
for nationer,
or for different persons.
Men også for mennesker, enkeltindivider.
There is a different timing.
Så det forskjellige tidspunkter.
And when the time came,
og når tiden kom,
the fruit came out.
Så kom frukten.
The life has been always there.
Livet hadde vært der hele tiden.
The God's life has always been there.
Guds livet var der hele tiden.
It was just hidden in the Chinese prison.
Det bare var gjemt I kinesiske fengsler på den tiden der.
But when the doors for prison opened,
men når fengselsdørene I Kina åpnet seg,
those who had been with God, with his life in prison 20 to 40 years, they came out.
Så var det de som hade varit med Gud alltså som hade levt med Gud I fängsle I 20 30 40 år på det, då plötsligt så öppnade dörrarna sig och de kom ut av fängslet.
Sometimes we are in some kind of prison.
Av och till så är det slik att vi är I ett slags fängsel.
But when we are with God in that prison.
Men när vi är med Gud I det fängslet.
We start as Job.
Så är vi som Job.
Know our God better.
Vi lärer Gud bättre att känna.
And when we come out.
Och när vi kommer ut ifrån fängslet.
We come even clearer light than before.
Så har vi ett mycket klarare ljus än vi hade för vi kom in.
And there was a new young generation waiting.
Och här var det då en ung generation som var utanför fängslet som väntat nå.
They were waiting that somebody is coming.
De väntat på att någon skulle komma.
What is the life's reason?
Vad är meningen med livet?
The society has teach them that there is no God, there is nothing beside this flesh. When the flesh is dead, then it's gone.
Samfunnet på den tiden där som kommunistsamfunnet hade lärt dig att det är bara det ködliga. Om när ködet dör eller kroppen dör så är livet slut.
They felt that there is something which is more. What is it?
Men de ungdomarna kände att det må vara något mer. Vad är det där som är mer?
And when the life came out from prison.
Och när Guds livet kom ut av fängslena.
The young people saw it.
Så ungdomarna detta.
They received the Jesus Christ their savior.
Och de tog emot Jesus sin frälsare.
They received the a connection with heavenly father.
De tog emot förbindelse med himmelske
fader. And life of father took their heart and they want to follow him.
Och Guds liv fyllde deras hjärter och de följde ham.
And they went all over China.
Och så reste de ut över hela Kina.
Preaching gospel.
Och förkynte evangelia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was almost single Christians in 1980 just few who came out of the prison.
Det var ganska få kristna som överlevde fängslena.
But they brought the power of God.
Men dessa få, det var de som brakte Guds kraft.
The living word of God.
De brakte Guds levande ord.
And it started to do its work.
Och det började att göra sitt arbete.
And today.
Och idag
there are 2-3 more brothers and sisters.
Så är det en 2-3 bröder flera I Kina.
Totally about 200 million.
Totalt över 200 miljoner kristna I Kina idag.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
So may I hope that it encourages you.
Jeg håper det oppmuntrer deg.
Whatever it looks like.
At uansett hvordan ting ser ut.
God is working.
Så arbeider Gud.
Listen him.
Hør på ham.
Obey him.
Adlyd ham.
And you will see the miracle.
Og du vil se miraklene.
How this 200 million miracle has happened.
Hvordan har det skjedd at det har vært 200 millioner mirakler?
I just tell you one example.
La meg gi et eksempel.
Eric said that I can speak until evening, but I think that I have to cut before that.
Eric har sagt at jeg kan preke til mørket kommer, men jeg kan avslutte før det.
So I just tell you one example.
Skal jeg gi bare et litet eksempel.
That you got the picture how God is working.
Så du får et slags bilde av hvordan det Gud arbeider da.
I think this is a very clear picture to you to understand how it happens almost from the zero that now there is at least 200 million followers of Jesus Christ.
Och det är ett exempel som vi visar dig och illustrerar på en måte hvordan går det att man starter nästan från helt från noll och så har man idag utvecklat sig till att 200 miljoner människor som följer Kristus idag.
So I met one part of China, one sister.
Jag mötte en syster I en del av Kina.
He was from the one province.
Hun var fra den ene provinsen.
And God called him to the other province.
Ja, om det han eller hun vet jeg ikke noe, men kalte vedkommende derfra og til en annen provins.
And it was the situation was little bit like Swedish got the calling to Finland.
Og det var omtrent altså som en svenske hadde fått et kall til å reise til Finland.
Because I thought always we have I'm from Åbo.
Han kommer da fra Åbo I Finland.
And there are quite few Swedish speakers there.
Og det mange svensktalende der.
So my attitude when I was young for Swedish was that the best thing is to kill them.
Så min holdning på den tiden I forhold til svenskene var at det beste man kunne gjøre med de var å ta liv av de.
That's a historical reason, but I don't go to that.
Det historiske årsaker til at denne finskapen var der mellom Finland og Sverige, men vi går ikke inn I detalj.
But there was a historical reason also that that province people hate that a neighbor province where my sister was from.
Men det var alltså en historia som ligger bak att folka I den ena provinsen till den andra provinsen det var hat mellan dessa två provinserna.
But God told her go to that province and preach the gospel there.
Men Gud sa till den kvinnan här så att hon skulle flytta till den andra provinsen som hatade dig och att hon skulle förkynna evangeliet där.
There was some relative family there.
Och hon hade någon släktingar som hon fick låta bo hos.
According to Chinese custom, the relative have to welcome her even when they didn't want to.
Och I henhold till kinesisk höflighet så är det lika att när det kommer någon släktingar så må man ta emot dig, även om du hatar dig.
I don't know, have you ever been in the situation where you feel that you are not welcome?
Jag vet inte om du har varit I en situation där du har funnit dig själv att du har på något sätt bara känt och visst att det här är du egentligen inte välkommen.
That you really feel that I'm in wrong place in wrong time.
Du føler virkelig at du på feil sted til feil tid.
Everybody let you understand that it's better goodbye.
Alle lar deg forstå at det best du sier ha det nå.
That was the situation where the sister was living 24 hours a day.
Det var situationen som hun følte I det hjemmet der hun fikk lov til å bo, altså 24 timer I døgnet.
She was praying, God, what I can do.
Og hun sa, Gud, hva skal jeg nå gjøre?
What? Why you sent me here? I mean, there's nothing I can do here.
Hvorfor har du sendt meg hit? Det jo ingenting jeg kan gjøre her.
Why on the earth you sent me
Hvorfor
here?
Hvorfor all verden har du sendt meg
They hit? Even don't listen one sentence what I'm saying.
De vil ikke
saying.
Lytte på en eneste setning hva
jeg It's
sier.
Better I go home, God.
Det bedre jeg reiser hjem igjen, Gud.
What I do?
Hva kan jeg gjøre?
And then she received the answer.
Og så fikk hun et svar.
God said to her.
Gud sa til henne.
Every morning we you go with that family to the field to work whole day in the field.
Hver morgen så går du med denne familien ut for å jobbe på rismarkene.
You don't have boots on your feet.
Og dere går jo ikke med støvler på.
When you all return in the evening to home, you all have mud on your feet.
Slik at når dere kommer hjem, så har dere masse søle på beina.
So when you come home, start to wash everybody's feet.
Så når dere kommer hjem, så begynn med å vaske alles føtter med en gang de kommer hjem.
So she started.
Så hun begynte.
She took water.
Hun tok med seg vann.
And every evening,
hver kveld,
she washes these families every feet.
Så vaska hun hver eneste fot I hele familien.
Every evening she was washing.
Dette gjorde hun hver eneste kveld.
Praying in her heart.
Så ba hun I sitt hjerte.
And washing.
Og vasket.
2 years.
2 år.
Every evening.
Hver kveld.
And then,
og så,
the love smelted. the ice.
Så smältet kärleken i isen.
The love smelted the hate.
Kärleken smältet hatet.
And it was maybe about 3 years later when I visited that place.
Jag mötte var på det stället 3 år senare, alltså efter den ett års perioden som jag hade fötter.
Then she told me.
Så fortalte hon mig.
That Rauno now in this area we have 300,000 born again Christians.
Nu är det över 300,000 frälste i detta område.
That's how God has worked.
Sån är Gud arbetar.
Because those young people, the children of God, they have committed to obey what he says.
För dessa unga Guds män och kvinnor, de var övergivna till att adlyda det Gud sa.
They have faced a lot of challenges.
De har haft massa utmaningar.
I think Eric has told you quite few stories and I don't go to those stories. I just remind you.
Erik har säkert delat massa historier med er allerede. Jag vill bara minna er på.
And one thing what also have really spoken to me when I'm there.
För att en ting som verkligen har talat till mig när jag har varit där.
The faith as they have for God.
Den troen på Gud som de har.
And what obeying that faith brings to their life.
Den lydigheten som den troen bringer till deras liv.
They are the life, the prayer life is actually the foundation.
Bönelivet deras är själva fundamentet.
As I said, the whole Christianity is your personal relationship with God.
Som jag sa, hela kristendomen är detta här ditt personliga relation till Gud.
How that happens?
Hvordan kan det gå an?
By prayer.
Ved bön.
They are praying morning 4 o'clock.
De ber från morgon klockan 4 om morgonen.
Until they go to work.
Till de går på jobben.
The whole 24 hours is praying.
Hela dygnet så är de upptatt med att be.
But isn't that what Paul said? What?
Men är inte det då Paulus sa?
We are praying all the time.
Att vi ber hela tiden.
Then we take particular time as we go our knees.
Och så tar vi tid där vi går på våra knän också.
So the foundation of Christian life is prayer.
Så fundamentet i det kristna livet är bön.
And that's why devil does everything as possible in your life and you pray less and less, as little as possible.
Och därför gör djävulen allt han kan för att du ska be mindre och mindre och djävulen får dig till att be så mycket.
And less and less you pray, less and less you have God's power and presence.
Och ju mindre du ber, ju mindre har du Guds kraft och Guds närvaro.
But more and more you pray openly and listen him.
Men ju mer du ber och är öppen och lyssnar till ham.
More you receive his power.
Ju mer tar du emot hans kraft.
And that's in life in the Chinese brothers and sisters.
Och det är livet till bröderna och systrarna i Kina.
And that's where they meet people, the life which is, I mean, if the glass is full of water.
Om glaset är fullt av vatten.
And you add more.
Och du tömmer mer på.
What happens?
Vad sker då? Flyter över.
It's same when your heart is coming full and full. It just comes out and out.
So
you can't help it.
Du kan inte för dem.
It just happens.
Det bara blir så.
Because it's full and full and then it has to go out. That's a spiritual life in our life.
Det är det andliga livet i våra liv.
And then when that happens, it doesn't matter which circumstances you are living.
Och när det sker så spelar det ingen roll vilka omständigheter du bor i.
So they don't go to Chinese prisons as an evangelist.
De reiser inte in i kinesiska fängelser som
evangelister. They go there as prisoners.
De går där som fångar.
It doesn't matter if I'm in prison.
För det spelar ingen roll om jag är fångad.
It doesn't matter if my flesh is almost dead.
Om köttet mitt är nästan dött.
Because my spirit in lives.
För det är i anden jag lever.
God lives in me.
Gud bor i mig.
Whatever the circumstances are.
Oavsett omständigheterna.
So some prisons, every prisoner has received Jesus as their personal savior.
Så i en del fängelser så har alla insatta blivit frälst.
The guards has received him as a personal savior.
Vakterna har tagit emot honom som personlig frälst.
Because the life has come out from the Christians who are half dead there.
För det liv flyter ut av disse här kristna som ligger där halvdöda omtrent.
That's how God works.
Det är så Gud jobbar.
Your flesh dies.
Kött och ditt dör.
The spirit rises up.
Anden blir levande.
And you will be witnesses.
Så är du ett vittne.
Not only in Norway,
ikke bare I Norge,
but everywhere.
Men overalt.
Praise the Lord.
Prise Gud.
That's the life what we are called to.
Det det livet vi kalt til.
And that's what the Chinese brothers are living.
Og det brødrene lever I.
And when God is working in you,
når Gud arbeider I deg,
there is nothing impossible.
Så ingenting umulig for deg.
It's just that you are listening.
Det bare at du lytter.
And you obeying.
Adlyder.
And everything is possible.
Og da alt plutselig mulig.
I come to the. Have you heard about PDJ?
Har du hørt om tilbake til Jerusalem? Yes, of course I have.
Okay, then I don't have to go to details. I only
ikke,
tell you this.
Du bør ikke gå I detaljer, men la meg si bare litt grann veldig kort en oppdatering.
That I heard it first time, and I felt this is crazy.
At når jeg hørte det om dette her for første gang, så tenkte jeg at det her jo galskap.
95. There was no way that they can have a passport.
Vet, I 1995 så fikk ikke kineserne et
they
pass.
They didn't know anything about outside.
De visste ingenting om verden utenfor.
There is what, no any possibility for them to go overseas to preach gospel.
Det var ikke noen mulighet for at de skulle reise utenfor Kina for å forkynne evangeliet der.
Absolutely no way.
Absolut null muligheter.
I was talking with many Western mission leaders about this.
Jeg snakket med flere vestlige misjonsledere der om det her.
And they thought same way.
Og de tenkte på akkurat samme måten.
Rauno, this is a crazy idea.
De sa, Rauno, det her en gal idé. Det crazy.
Yes, but I said, my God is crazy.
Ja, så sa jeg, men vår Gud, han litt smågal.
He is not limited what is possible.
For han har ikke begrenset seg til det
We just mulig. Have to know his timing.
Vi må bare kjenne hans timing.
This vision is from God.
Denne visionen fra Gud.
I believe that God has given this vision to these Chinese brothers and sisters.
Og jeg tror at Gud har gitt denne visionen til våre kinesiske brødre.
And if it's from the God,
og den fra Gud,
the time will come.
Så vil tiden komme.
So we have to start the preparation.
Så vi må begynne å forberede oss.
And praise the Lord, there was one Erik.
Og så var det en Erik.
Some other Norwegian friends.
Og noen andre norske venner.
Who understood the same way.
Som har forstått det på samme vis.
Today it's impossible.
At I dag det umulig.
But definitely the day will come if it's a God's will.
Men det kommer en dag som Guds vilje.
God has his way.
For Gud gjør sin vei.
So we have to start the preparation.
Så vi må begynne å forberede.
So this time today prepares you for the coming situation.
Dagen I dag förbereder dig för den kommande dagen.
So you have to know the God's timing.
Och du måste känna Guds timing.
So now this timing is the preparation for the coming timing.
Nu är förberedelsen för tiden som ligger föran.
So we started the preparation.
Så vi började att förbereda.
We trained hundreds of Chinese evangelists who has a personal calling to the mission.
Så vi har tränat hundrevis av evangelister som har ett personligt kall till mission.
And now.
Och nu.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
They are all over the world.
Så det kineser spridda över hela världen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Is it amazing?
Är det förunderligt?
Young people who now in China.
Unga människor nu I Kina.
I mean it's so touching there.
Det alltså så berörande.
I have heard young people's testimonies when I have visited on those mission schools.
Jag hör ju de ungas vittnesbörd besöker de missionsskolorna.
Many stories like this.
Många historier som som följer.
The young person has been seen how much the parents has suffered when they haven't had money and very simple life.
Den unga personen har sett hurdan föräldrarna har lidd på måte I sitt I sin fattigdom.
So the person has been praying that God give me the good education that I can get the good salary.
Så vedkommende unge har bedt Gud gi meg en god utdannelse og en god jobb så jeg kan få en god lønn.
They have studied hard.
Og så har de studert hardt.
That they can support their parents and support the brother or sister's education.
For at de kan kunne da gi støtte til foreldrene sine og være med å bygge opp under utdannelsen til søskene.
And then middle of it.
Og så midt oppi det.
They have met God.
Så møter man Gud.
And God has said to them.
Og så sier Gud til dem.
Leave this all.
Forlat alt.
And go and preach the gospel.
Og reis ut og forkynne evangeliet.
Do you know the challenge?
Skjønner du hvilken utfordring de står overfor?
The whole purpose was that I can support my parents. I can support my brother or sister.
Målet var at jeg skulle gi støtte foreldrene mine eller søsknene mine.
God, what about them?
Gud, hva med dem da?
Leave them to me.
Overlatt dem til meg, sier
han. I will take care of your parents.
Jeg vil ta hånd om foreldrene.
I will take care of your brother and sister.
Jeg skal ta hånd om søsknene dine.
Give your life to me.
Gi ditt liv til meg.
And they have done it.
Og så har man gjort det.
And followed Jesus to various countries.
Og så har de fulgt Jesus til forskjellige land.
What a privilege.
For et privilegium.
To be with this kind of young
people. Å stå med
people.
Denne type unge mennesker.
Walk beside them.
Og gå med dem.
And they invite us.
Og så har de invitert oss.
They want to fulfill the great commission.
For de ønsker å oppfylle den store misjonsbefalingen.
And they are calling us to join them.
Og så kaller de oss til å være sammen med dem.
All the signals around us.
Og alle signalene rundt oss.
The Spirit of God tells us.
Guds ånd har sagt til oss.
Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus kommer snart.
Now he wants we together as a one body to fulfill the great commission.
Och då vill han samla alltså ett legeme till att fullföra missionsbefallningen.
Do you hear the voice of God?
Hör du Guds röst I detta här?
Do you understand what time we are living?
Förstår du vilken tid vi lever I?
Do you understand what God wants to do in your life?
Förstår du vad Gud önskar göra I ditt liv?
That with the Chinese.
Att med kineserna.
With the church of God.
Och med Guds menighet där.
We can fulfill the great commission.
Så kan vi faktiskt uppfylla hela missionsbefallningen.
And help Jesus come back soon.
Och hjälpa till så att Jesus kommer
igen. I hope that this what God is doing in your life.
Jag hoppas det är det Gud gör I ditt liv.
I pray that this will happen in your life.
Och jag ber att det ska ske I ditt liv.
And together we can finish the job.
Att vi samman kan fullföra jobbet.
With the God's power.
Med Guds kraft.
Not a man's power.
Icke mänskens kraft.
But the power of God.
Men med den kraften som
God bless you.
Gud välsigne dig.